Hello, and welcome to Letters from the Lunchroom, a podcast by Communities and Schools of Mid-America. I'm your host, Victoria Partridge. Communities and Schools is a nationwide nonprofit which connects students and their families to local resources in order to remove barriers so that they will have greater success in school and in life. During this podcast, we talk to people who have a relationship with our organization. From students to staff members and alumni to volunteers, we know that people who connect with nonprofits have a story that led them there, and we want to know that story. Today, we are talking with two of our AmeriCorps members. Please join us as Noelle Hazelhoon and Summer Powell share their CIS stories. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the lunchroom. Today, we are talking with two AmeriCorps members who are completing their service with Communities and Schools of Mid-America. So I am going to go ahead and have them introduce themselves. Summer, will you go first?
Yeah, I'm Summer Powell. I'm the volunteer in Alumni Vista. I've been with Communities and Schools of Mid-America for a year now. I'm on to my second year. I'm originally from Arizona, but I went to school at Haskell Indian Nations University here in Lawrence, Kansas. And yeah. That's where I'm at right now.
Awesome. And how about you, Noelle?
Yeah. Hi, everybody. I am currently the Resource and Development AmeriCorps member. I started my year of service with Communities and Schools on the Field Operations team. And then for my second year, I moved over to the Resource and Development team. I'm originally from Burlington, Kansas, a small town in Kansas, and I did my undergraduate degree at the University of Kansas, and so I live in Lawrence now.
Well, fantastic. And so as Summer mentioned, you guys are both in your second year of service with CIS of Mid-America through the AmeriCorps program. And where I want to start with getting to know you guys a little bit more deeply is what got you interested in AmeriCorps in the first place? So Noelle, for this one, you take it first.
Yeah, so I was really interested in AmeriCorps because I was just really drawn to the fact that AmeriCorps is really all about service and serving your community, which is something that is really important to me. It's something that I did a lot growing up. I did a lot of community service. And so I was just really interested getting into that part of it. But then also just like learning more about the nonprofit world was something that I thought was really cool about AmeriCorps.
And how about you, Summer? What got you interested in joining the AmeriCorps?
Yeah, I was just trying to look for something after college, like after I graduated. It's during the pandemic, of course. So a lot of it was like, what are my choices? And I always liked serving. Same as Noelle, I did a lot of community service growing up. So a lot of it was what programs are available to me right now during the pandemic so I could serve, but also, you know, get into the nonprofit. I have been interested in the nonprofit too as well. So it was like, what are my options on that? On that surface after I graduated.
So for both of you, is Communities and Schools the first organization that you have provided service to through AmeriCorps?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. I thought so. Summer, I'm going to ask you this question first. What did you think about, like, what was your first impression whenever you heard about Communities and Schools? And when did you first hear about us?
I first heard when I was trying to look for a place within Lawrence. I still wanted to stay in Lawrence. I've been here for, you know, 4 years. So it was like, okay, where do I find a position that I'm still available in Lawrence? And when I first saw the Communities and Schools logo and, you know, the website, I was like, oh, this is education. It was not something that I really thought, because I'm not very into education. It wasn't something that really... I didn't really think about in the back of my mind. So when I saw it, I was like, I think I would be good at this position just because I did have volunteer management before. I did that in college. So a lot of it was like, okay, well, I'm not into education, but I am into the volunteer management aspect of Communities and Schools. So that's what piqued my interest more.
Interesting. Interesting. And so Noelle, when did you first hear about Communities and Schools and what was your first impression?
So it's actually kind of funny. I was looking at applying for a different job in Kansas City, and the job in Kansas City was another AmeriCorps position. And so I learned more about AmeriCorps and was just really interested in that. And so I went on like AmeriCorps' website and I saw this position in Lawrence. And same with Summer. I'm, you know, been in Lawrence forever now. I love Lawrence. I wanted to stay here. And so I just kind of on a whim applied for it without really even knowing what communities and schools was. And then I mean, I looked at the website, and then after learning a lot like more about it, I was pretty interested. My family, a lot of people in my family are teachers and educators. And so just helping kids has always been something that I've been interested in. And so I was like, this is a really cool organization. I hope I get that job. And I did, which was really cool.
So you guys have both talked about the draw to be involved with nonprofits. And you guys have both said that you kind of grew up doing service, or where you were interested in doing services. So what do you feel like individually inspires you to work for nonprofits? And Noelle, you're going to take this one first.
Yeah. Kind of, I talked about a little bit earlier, just growing up, I did a lot of community service. My mom's a teacher, my dad's a pastor. And so they were always volunteering myself and my siblings for different community service things around our small town. And so I really just got interested in helping my community out, serving underserved populations. And when I was going through school, through college, I had no idea what I wanted to do after graduating. I was completely lost. I wasn't sure what job I wanted. And then I heard about the nonprofit field, and I was like, ooh, that sounds really interesting. You know, I can help people, but then also do some like really cool projects, and just got really interested in it. And that's I haven't really turned back since.
Awesome. And how about you, Summer?
Yeah, I grew up in a small town too, like Noelle. My mom is a nurse, and you know, my grandparents, they were really heavily involved with teaching. So they were always putting me out there, volunteering me to do stuff, even though I didn't really put myself out there. And so I grew up on a reservation, so a lot of it was like small town stuff, and it was a lot of cultural aspects of volunteering, so it wasn't like regular volunteering. So it was like I had to put like my spiritual self into it and like my cultural aspect into it. So I really love that, and serving my community in that way. So moving from, you know, my hometown in Arizona, and then all the way to Kansas, it was kind of like, oh, what do I do now? And I still wanted to help as much as I could. And when I heard about from Sophie about the Anadarko team, I was like, oh, okay, I like this aspect, you know, trying to help with other Native kids that, you know, are far, maybe from far away from home, or, you know, they're from that area. I really like that about the nonprofit world, was like, I can also bring my culture into it, but also, you know, helping serve a larger purpose.
I love that. And so I'm going to actually add a second part to that question and ask you both, what is your ultimate career goal, if you know? And it can be something broad. So Noelle, do you know?
Oh, goodness. See, this is something that I've always like pondered, like tried to figure out. But I guess like working in the nonprofit, like right now I'm getting my master's degree in communications. And so I think what I would want to do is marketing and communications for a nonprofit, and maybe like ultimate goal, like a director position at a nonprofit. That would be really cool, but we'll see. We'll see what happens. You never know. That might change.
And how about for you, Summer?
I'm actually studying to go to law school right now, so it's completely different. But I am trying to, if I, you know, once I get my degree, pass the bar, try to hopefully stay within the nonprofit world. I would really love to do that. But it's completely different, like long term, I really would love to become a professor. After I became, like, I went to school, like, probably like my first 2 years, I was like, I could see myself doing this, is teaching. Yeah, for sure.
Oh, you guys made my heart so happy. That's so awesome. Okay, so bringing it back to the present, you guys are both working with different teams for Communities and Schools of Mid-America. And what I'd like to know is, what is something that you're currently working on that you are most excited about? Summer, you're going to go first.
Okay, so I know I've been doing social media for a long time, but each time I start something, I really enjoy it. And like researching for whatever it is that I have to research for the social media, that is like honestly my favorite part of the week, is when I get to sit down and be like, okay, what can I research about putting out onto our alumni page, and what is going to be the most impactful? That is honestly, that is my favorite project to do. But bigger projects, I'm currently working on helping Sophie with Better Impact. And so we're going to start recording new videos and stuff like that. And that's going to be exciting, editing. I've never done it, but it's something that, you know, I'm willing to learn.
Awesome. And how about you, Noelle?
Right now I am helping Janelle, so another member of our resource development team, on this 5K that we're going to be doing in Anadarko, which is so exciting. And I get to travel to Anadarko for the 5K, which is really cool. So I've been doing like social media for that, helping just with all the little things you don't think would go into making a 5K happen. But it's been really awesome. And it's just been such a good time.
Oh, I love that. Okay, so now looking in the past, but not the too far past, what I'd like to hear from each of you is, what is one of your favorite CIS memories? And Noelle, you're going to take this first.
Oh, I think because we're all, you know, working remotely because of the pandemic, whenever we get a chance to come together in person for like a meeting or something like that, those are my absolute favorite memories. Summer, I don't remember what it was, but we met in the office with the other AmeriCorps members and Sophie, and we had like a collective birthday party, and we got an ice cream cake. And
yeah,
some people hadn't had ice cream cake before.
That was me. I never what? Had it.
Yeah. It's, Sophie heard that and she was like, what? No, this cannot happen. We are like rectifying this today. And she went and bought an ice cream cake and we had it and it was the best.
Oh my gosh, I love Sophie. And I love that whole idea of like a joint birthday party. That's so cool. Summer, what'd you think of the ice cream cake?
Oh, I liked it. I really liked it. I mean, it was really hard to cut through. Like, it probably took us a good 30 minutes just to get the whole thing cut. But other than that, I was like, man, why didn't I not try this sooner in life? I don't know.
They're so good. So good.
So, Summer, what is one of your favorite CIS memories?
I think it would have to be the same. When we met in person, anytime we met in person, I really loved it. And the discussions we'd have, I mean, I felt like the other three, like Noelle and our other two members, they really knew about the education sector. So, and me, this is broadening my horizons. I didn't know nothing. So when they would describe anything, my face would just show my emotion. I would be like, what are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. And I would just like, wow, fascinated that like, you know, they knew all this aspect of like the education sector, or like, you know, recommending me documentaries and stuff like that. And I was just like, wow, this is amazing. Like having a really constructive conversation and discussion. I really love that part.
Wow. So it's been really interesting hearing your point of view and your memories and the things that you're excited about working on, because as AmeriCorps members, you know, you are working with us to expand our ability and like what we can do by helping us. But at the same time, I hear that it is also getting you guys a bunch of experience that then you can take on to whatever you go on to after this. So it's just, it sounds like it's like a win-win scenario. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, with that, we are going to take a quick break and then we'll be back with a second serving of Letters from the Lunchroom. So stay tuned. Welcome back. As part of our show, we ask each guest to write a letter to the students that Communities and Schools serves. The only guideline they are given is that it must come from the heart. So if you would, please go ahead and read your letter.
Dear students, as you continue your education, we want to leave you with a few pieces of advice that have helped us during our journeys. Remember, always speak your truth and don't be afraid to take a leap of faith. As you grow older, your interests will change, and that's okay. Don't be scared to pursue new opportunities. Sometimes all it takes to be successful is taking a leap of faith. If a new job, class, or activity interests you, pursue it. Throwing yourself into the unknown can be very rewarding, and believing in yourself enough to chase your dreams is a powerful tool that will take you far. Don't let the fear of failure prevent you from chasing these opportunities. If a new job opportunity presents itself and you think you're unqualified or unprepared for it, shake it off and go for it anyway. The worst thing you can be told is no. Don't be scared of that. Just remember to always have faith in yourself.
Remember to speak your truth and stand up for what you believe in. Just because you are young does not mean you do not matter. You are your best advocate. While taking a leap of faith or speaking your truth, you may experience imposter syndrome, believing you are not the right person for any position. You may not know something that others are saying. It's okay. If you don't know, it does not mean you're stupid. It is a chance for a learning opportunity. Rephrase what others are talking about in a question and admit you don't know. But if it is too overwhelming to ask the question out loud, create a safe, private environment to ask the question later. Feeling like an imposter may halt many unique opportunities for yourself and stop you from exploring new opportunities. Taking a leap of faith will be hard, but it is up to you to put in the work. Getting older can sometimes be overwhelming in itself. All our journeys are not going to be the same, some slower and some faster. If overwhelmed, reassure yourself of the choices you've made so far in your journey and take a leap of faith.
You guys, I just took so many notes. That was like the best information in like the most compact package. It was amazing. So I have so much to unpack. Okay. Number one, you both used a couple of phrases and I don't know if you did it intentionally. If you did, wonderful. If you didn't, still wonderful. You both use the phrase leap of faith, which I think is very interesting because you guys are both AmeriCorps members. And I think that joining AmeriCorps is taking a leap of faith, mm-hmm. especially Noelle, whenever you were talking about throwing yourself into the unknown. And I thought back to when you mentioned that you applied for Communities and schools without even knowing what we do. Mm-hmm. So that is the epitome of throwing yourself into the unknown. And then, and you both use the phrase exploring or explore new opportunities, which I think is fantastic. Summer, you were speaking the second half of that letter. And I will say that both halves of those letters seemed very telling for the two individuals that were writing it. And I just thought it was really, really wonderful. So Summer, you talked about speaking your truth. You talked about no matter how old or young you are, you still matter. I think that's just wonderful. Because I do think that people feel like they don't matter just because they might be a young person. Mm-hmm. And that continues on even whenever you go into your professional career and adulthood, because you know, oh, you're in your 20s, but you're a professional, but you're too young to matter. No, that's not true.
Yeah.
You still matter. And then imposter syndrome. Oh my goodness. Isn't that just, it is so, if people listening are not aware of what imposter syndrome is, definitely look it up. It is essentially what it sounds like.
Yeah.
And like what Summer was talking about with feeling like you don't belong, maybe just because you don't know something. And so reassuring mm-hmm. the audience that you can ask questions. That doesn't mean you're stupid. We're always learning. But imposter syndrome is real. Oh my goodness.
There are times that, you know, I'm doing a project and I'm like, oh my gosh, I do not know what I'm doing. I don't think I know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
But I have to remember, like, I was chosen for this, you know, position for a reason. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I just got to stick it out as much as I can. Ask the questions that, you know, I don't know. Even if it's like, I have to, you know, step away from my group and ask it in private and say, mm-hmm. I really don't know this. Can you help me with this?
Mm-hmm. I think there's something very reassuring to being authentic and saying, I don't know, but I do want to learn and I'm willing mm-hmm. to learn, and being the person that is going to be brave enough essentially to speak up and say, can you explain that to me? Because chances are you're not the only person who either doesn't understand, or you will inspire somebody else whenever they're in that situation to speak up and say, hey, I don't understand what's happening. Because mm-hmm. sometimes it is hard to ask a question, and everybody's been there, especially people who are still in their education. I mean, my goodness, whenever you're still studying and you're still in school, whether you are in K through 12 or you're in grad school or undergrad school, you have so many opportunities to ask a question in front of other people, right?
Which is terrifying.
It's scary. So scary, but it is also very human. Mm-hmm. None of us are perfect. None of us know everything. So yeah, mm-hmm. ask those questions. Whenever you guys sat down to write your letter, since you did write one letter together, what was the process like in regards to picking out the topic? Because you focused on providing advice for young people. And so I'm curious, how did that all come about?
We kind of started, we created a Google Doc so we could work on it together. Love Google. And we put like ideas at the top, and then we just like wrote some stuff. So I wrote the thing about like leap of faith, and then Summer wrote like speak your truth. And then we kind of just like went off from there.
We were like, okay, just write what you think you would. I just said, write what you think you would write to your younger self. Cause this mm-hmm. is something I would love to have heard when I was like young, while mm-hmm. I was still in high school, and be like, why didn't I hear this long time ago? Yeah.
That's excellent. So since you guys put down Leap of Faith and Speak Your Truth, and that was two of the things that I had written down as well as pieces that I pulled out, I think that if anyone was, you know, like TLDR, like it would be just Leap of Faith, Speak Your Truth.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that was the general thing we were going for.
Well, I love it. I love it so, so much. One of the questions that I do like to ask people, because I have continuously gotten interesting responses, and it's okay if your response is not super interesting, but as you're reading it aloud, that usually invokes some different feelings, because saying something aloud that you know other people are going to listen to makes you feel different. So as you were reading it aloud, your specific parts, how did that make you feel? And Noelle, since you started off the letter, how did it make you feel going first?
I felt like I was giving like a commencement speech. I felt like I was talking at like a graduation, and like I sounded so professional, and it was just weird because I usually don't write like that. But it was also really cool, and I felt like I was inspiring myself a little bit. Like it was something that like maybe I needed to hear. And so, yeah, it was definitely like a cool experience.
So, awesome. Yeah. And Summer, how did it make you feel?
It made me feel like I needed to hear this for myself. And, you know, writing it, it's definitely a different experience. Even though, you know, I reread it so many times in my head and read it out loud, I was like, it doesn't feel the same. But now that I'm talking to you and Noelle at the same time and reading this letter, I was like, wow. And I really loved how journeys, like anybody's journey, can be small or big or slow or fast. You know, there's no set timeline for, you know, how far you want your journey to go or how sped up you want it to go.
You know, that's so true. And I kind of want to add a little bit more into that as well, because journeys can start, they can pivot, they can take you know, two steps forward, one step back. It really is so different. And it's also, I would say, if I was going to throw my own little piece of advice into your guys' amazing list of advice, it would be don't compare your journey to anybody else's.
Mm-hmm.
Because you never know how they got to where they were until you ask them. But you have to ask them so many questions to get all the little details, because a lot of times people won't tell you, oh, I had all these roadblocks or challenges that I overcame, or, you know, stumbling pieces where I just like fell down and that didn't work and I had to completely throw away that idea and start something new. So just don't compare yourself. Be true. Like you guys said, take your leaps of faith and enjoy. Enjoy your time.
Yeah. Enjoy being young.
Right? Well, I mean, I'm 40, so I'm like middle-aged and I'm enjoying being 40 even. So, but definitely enjoy being young, enjoy being middle-aged, enjoy being old, enjoy all the times. Try not to rush anything, you know, because you can't go back. You can only go forward. So look at us. Full of wisdom. Okay. Anyways, let's wrap up this part of the episode. We're going to take another quick break and then we will be back with some extra credit. And we're back. Okay, everybody, are you guys ready for some extra credit questions?
Always.
Yep.
Okay, so the first question is, what is one of your favorite songs? Noelle?
Oh my goodness. So my favorite band is The Bleachers, and they came out with a new album this year. And so I'm going to say there's a song, it's called Stop Making This Hurt, and it's really cool. It's about overcoming depression, and it's like this pop alternative, like happy sounding song. And it's like the lyrics are so good. And yeah, I'm just obsessed with it. And I think I've listened to it like 200 times already.
Oh, I love that. I'm going to look into that. Okay. And Summer, how about you? What's one of your favorite songs?
It's not a song, but like it's my favorite artist, surprise, I love ABBA. I've loved ABBA since I was a kid. And most people, they're like, oh yeah, I know Dancing Queen. I'm like, no, like all of their songs I love. And when they came out with their two new songs this year, I was like, oh my gosh, sign me up for the concert. Sign me up. I want to go.
Yes. Okay, awesome. Okay, so second extra credit question is, if you could pick a superpower to have, what would you choose and why? Summer, you're up first.
Oh gosh. I think it would be teleportation. I love to travel. It would just, I would be so convenient. I could be like, you know what? I'm going to go to Greece for the day, or I'm going to go back home for the day, or something like for a few hours, you know. It would be a lot easier. I think teleportation.
Agreed. And how about you, Noelle?
Teleportation, that's a really good one. But I think it would be really cool to like fly, to be able to fly. Because like you could also kind of travel, like not as far probably, but you could like do some really cool stuff. Yeah.
I'm just scared like I'm going to get hit by a bird and I know it. Like just flying and then I like look away for a second and then bam. Accident in the sky.
You're not wrong. Okay, so the final extra credit question is, what is the number one reason why you feel that people should get involved with communities and schools? Noelle?
Oh goodness, there's so many reasons, but just we do so much to help kids, and I think we're such an amazing organization, and everyone that works here is so passionate about what we do, and we really love kids, and we really just want to help them any way we can. And so just like look up what we do, because some of the things are just like really amazing and inspiring.
And how about you, Summer?
I think Because I haven't really worked with like the elementary or middle school or high school, but like the alumni program is like helping young adults become young adults. I think that is the one thing that I've really loved. And to, you know, step forward and be one of those persons who has the intent to help, I think that is like the number one aspect that I love about communities and schools, is like starting the alumni program and getting it started and having volunteers eventually come on to help these young adults too. I think that that is one of my favorite things about communities and schools.
Fantastic. Well, thank you guys both so much for taking the time to talk with us today, for sharing your stories and for your services. You know, we really, truly appreciate it. So with that, I want to thank everybody else for joining us on this episode of Letters from the Lunchroom. For more information on Communities and Schools of Mid-America, please check out our website at cismidamerica.org. Make sure to subscribe to this podcast, leave us a rating, and follow us on social media at cismidamerica. I'm your host, Victoria Partridge, and until next time, class is dismissed.